This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't want to cause a problem. But in the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. I'm just telling you. All right? I don't want to cause any problem. But in the end, Mexico's paying for the wall.
He was at a rally in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people out there for that rally, talked about MS-13 healthcare, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, and Chicago's crime rate. Some of it was mashed in there, and you heard the whole thing about the wall. Joining us now from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Justin, so the Prez was in Tennessee. We just played a little slice of him talking about the wall situation. And I guess now that's part of the big push, and certainly he had the right kind of audience for this, right?
He certainly did, and this is coming on the heels of him broadening this conversation beyond just the wall and bringing in MS-13. That was one of the major highlights of this evening. He attacked Democrats for, in his words, being too close to the gang, calling Nancy Pelosi an MS-13 lover, something that he sort of trotted out before, but this is the first time that he tried it out on a valley-type stage. So just a new sort of shift in rhetoric from what we're seeing from him, and indicative of the fact that this is something that the White House has said is going to be one of their big priorities heading into 2018.
Yeah, so while that's going on, it's interesting. There was a huge firestorm over Roseanne Barr and her comments about Valerie Jarrett, which were unbelievable. Immediately, ABC canceled her show, which was the reboot of the Roseanne show. And, hey, they were getting huge ratings. She apologized, but it was too late. And her comments were so over the top that ABC said, yeah, we can't do it. And just for everybody listening, what the tweet said was, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equal VJ. Of course, Valerie Jarrett, who worked for President Obama, she was a senior advisor in the Obama White House. I just can't wrap my head around this. It's just... I just am so shocked by this, I guess. I still think some people think there's an invisible something or other out there that stops you when you tweet and they don't pay attention to what they're saying. I'm not sure. How's Washington reacting to this?
Well, I mean, to a large extent, this was viewed as just a matter of time. You know, Roseanne Barr for years has been tweeting, racially charged things, has been tweeting stuff that's been very conspiratorial. Has gone down quite a few rabbit holes, has retweeted accounts that, you know, are frankly in the business of trafficking false rumors and whatnot. And that was something that AABC had as a risk when they initially brought this on. And that was one of the big lingering questions over whether or not, Roseanne the character and Roseanne the network star was going to be held separate from Roseanne the internet personality. And today we learned that that was not the case and that she, ultimately did take it one step too far. And, this was sort of a tough situation for ABC. As you mentioned, the ratings were, doing very well. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's kind of hard to be ABC, to be a family network, to have, pretty much your parent company be Disney and stand by comments like these.
Yeah, so they pulled away from them for sure. Speaking of pulling away, no North Korea summit with the U.S. That was announced at the tail end of last week. And now there's this new CIA assessment that's concluding that North Korea doesn't want to give up its nuclear weapons anytime soon. So I'm sure there's still conversation about this. So the Nobel Peace Prize isn't going to be awarded to President Trump or Kim Jong-un or anyone in that department. What now is the thought in Washington over what's going on in Pyongyang?
I mean, Donald Trump has pretty much maintained that, you know, this summit, in so many words, is going to be taking place after he, you know, all but scrapped it. The White House today released a, you know, list of things that the administration is currently doing to prepare for the summit. This includes Pompeo meeting with the vice chairman of North Korea. This includes John Bolton making daily calls. Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan, coming to D.C. on June 7th in the lead up to the June 12th date. So, you know, while we haven't had the official formal word that this is going to be moving forward, the White House is making very clear that they are ready for this to be happening. Trump tweeted about that over the weekend. And, you know, despite the fact that he walked away from the table, it seems like, you know, the forces are in the direction of the summit taking place, even though, you know, there's certainly been some setbacks and there certainly continues to be some major questions over whether or not this is going to be within the, you know, country's best interest or if there's, you know, really a realistic possibility of peace or denuclearization.
Yeah, so while we talk about that and what can happen there, one of the interesting things that's happening is China, not only China's role in what could happen with the U.S. and North Korea, but the fact that now apparently the U.S. is announcing it's going to impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods containing industrially significant technology. Isn't that interesting? They announced this, the White House, on Tuesday, and they say it's going to cover goods related to Made in China 2025 program. They're listing a full list of imports that are going to be covered, and they're going to announce that in the beginning of June, or like June 15th, something like that. This is interesting,
yep,
because we've been talking about the tariff thing, and I thought that was kind of off the table, so now they've changed, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had been getting the message that the, I guess, trade war, for lack of a better term, was basically going to be put on hold during the entire North Korean negotiations and the summit that was coming up. And as we learned today from the White House, that is no longer the case. As you mentioned, we're going to get a full list of what industries and what products are going to be affected by this come June 15th. But as it stands right now, this is a very hefty tariff. And, you know, raises questions over what exactly the larger, trade goals with the administration and with China are at this point. You know, we've had a lot of questions over the decision for ZTE and the president's, you know, tweet on that, essentially suggesting a bailout. You know, some of the shifting rhetoric that we've seen from the Treasury Department as well. And then just this on top of this just shows, you know, that this is sort of a confusing process and one where, you know, we haven't really gotten a full straight answer over what exactly the administration is trying to achieve. So I think we'll have a better understanding come June 15th when we see what exactly is going to be affected. But as it stands right now, there are certainly a lot of people in D.C. who are scratching their heads today.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that, too, as well. Justin Duckham, thank you as always.
Hey, thank you.
So what's going to be on that list is going to be really interesting because you think of some of the technology that goes back and forth between China and the U.S. And, of course, one of the things that tech people bemoan is the fact that once whatever it is they're making is out there, the Chinese will help you make it, but then they will steal it as well and turn it into something of a different sort and use their own technology. But that's the price of doing business with China. The price of comments made on Twitter, very high for Roseanne Barr. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage, grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tonight, yeah. Boy, it's a crazy day because you had the situation in the Starbucks around the country that shut down for half a day for anti-bias training, and 8,000 stores. And then you had the story about Roseanne Barr, where her tweet canceled her show that was widely being viewed by a lot of people. So it had huge ratings. It debuted to really big ratings. And this was like a whole new second career for some of the actors on this. And, of course, when you work on these kind of crews, you have, photographers, wardrobe people, so they all lose their jobs. So within hours of her tweet where she talked about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett comparing her to an ape, ABC canceled the show, boom, just like that. And her talent agency, ICM, dropped her as a client. ABC's entertainment chief, Channing Dungey, said, "Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values. We have decided to cancel her show." And then it was backed up by everybody else at ABC, too, as well. And all kinds of people reacted to it, actors, etc. Sarah Gilbert, who's on the show, said Roseanne's recent comments about Valerie Jarrett and so much more are abhorrent and do not reflect the beliefs of our cast and crew or anyone associated with our show. I'm disappointed in her actions to say the least. Shonda Rhimes said, honestly, she got what she deserved. As I tell my four-year-old, one makes a choice with one's actions. Roseanne made a choice, a racist one. ABC made a choice, a human one. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Joe Scarborough says, ABC and Disney do the right thing. There are still boundaries in the age of Trump that can't be crossed. Thank you for putting values above money. What other ones? Bryan Cranston, actor who you see on a lot of shows. Breaking Bad was one of his big shows. He said this morning, Robert Iger quickly and easily determined that righteousness trumps profits by firing open racist and anti-Semite from his company. If our elected officials had the courage to do the same by declaring that country partisan stuff, we'd have a healthier society, something along those lines. So pretty interesting. Here's what Valerie Jarrett said, because she was asked about it a couple of times, and here's how she reacted to hearing about the tweet from Roseanne Barr.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. The person who's walking down the street minding their own business and they see somebody cling to their purse or walk across the street.
All right, so there you go. That was her reaction. And like I said, a crazy day after that happens and the floor drops out of this show. You had Fox News anchor Shepard Smith. He said it, look, racism is not funny and Roseanne Barr is a racist. Her show is canceled. I agree with Shep Smith. Liz Power said, this is from Fox, racism is not funny. Roseanne Barr is a racist. Now her show is canceled. And that's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. I mean, you just will blacklist yourself by doing that anyway. And you can certainly level criticisms at people. And that's what has happened with Twitter. It becomes a firing mechanism. But she really just put everybody else that was around her in this show. She put them all out of work is what she did. And then offended so many and offended, I think it's offensive, offended Valerie Jarrett, offended whoever. I mean, again, she can not like her, she can say whatever she wants, but there are ways to say things, and firing that off was just insane, was crazy to do that. So while that was happening, you had the situation with Starbucks after they took so much grief for what happened in a store in Philadelphia. They put their 8,000 plus stores on hold basically for 4 hours. 175,000 employees participated in company-wide racial bias training, and comes at a price. They say about $16 million or so in lost sales is probably what it would be. And Howard Schultz, who is the chairman of Starbucks, said, we're a public company and we had certain shareholders call and say, how much is this going to cost and how do you justify this? And he said his answer to them was, we don't view it as an expense. We view it as an investment in our people and the long-term culture and values of Starbucks. So there you go. 16 million plus lost in sales. And so much of this, I mean, the reason for this was because of what happened in a store in Philadelphia where the police were called because two black men wanted to use a bathroom in Starbucks. And it led to their arrest, and it led to a lot of outcry from a lot of people of, wow, this is crazy. And immediately the CEO responded when the two guys were arrested, and it was captured on video. It went viral. It showed them getting arrested, and boy, right away, immediately, they knew that outcome was bad and decided we've got to do something and have some kind of training or something. And that's exactly now what has happened as a result of that. So it's interesting. On a day where that was going on with Starbucks, you had earlier in the day the Roseanne situation. If you want to throw in your two cents, as always, you can. 855-266-2283, 855-266-2283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonightradio.com. You know where I stand. There's no wiggle room on this for Roseanne Barr. There just isn't. There, if she wanted to take a swipe at her, she could have taken a swipe at her in a much different way. It absolutely was racist, and absolutely ABC is going to immediately say, you're out of here. And I'll say it again, it was also costly for all the people that believed in her, went to work, went back to work, and now are out of work because of that. And of course they're going to stand up. It makes no sense. They're not going to stand behind her. And so that's what's going to happen. It's not shocking, but it was very, very swift. I mean, very, very swift. And that's it. I mean, there's no wiggle room whatsoever in that. No wiggle room. None. All right, speaking of being in those kinds of situations, it's interesting because Morgan Freeman's lawyer, in a different way, in the Me Too era, is demanding CNN retract a story in which eight women accuse the popular and veteran actor of sexual misconduct. There was a 10-page letter that USA Today got a copy of that went to the CNN president Jeff Zucker from the attorney of Morgan Freeman and said, this is malicious intent, falsehoods, sleight of hand, and absence of editorial control and journalistic malpractice. There were two reporters who say that they witnessed inappropriate behavior by Morgan Freeman and said that one of them said they were also the subject of sexist remarks, and then there were some other stories that came out too in between, so they started this investigation. Then they say there's eight women, and I'm not sure where this is going to go, but immediately the lawyers are saying this is not right. And Freeman even told the Times, I did not create unsafe work environments. I did not assault women. I did not offer employment or advancement in exchange for sex. Any suggestions that I did so are completely, completely false. Wow. Coming up next, we dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett is taking the high road after Roseanne Barr's tweet that many called a vicious personal and racial attack. She spoke on MSNBC.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers.
Her talent agency fired her, and her show reruns are being pulled off cable channels. The network made the announcement after Barr tweeted that former White House advisor Valerie Jarrett is a product of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Barr apologized and vowed to leave Twitter. Robert Thompson's a professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University.
Well, I thought that this might eventually end in Roseanne getting canceled, but I didn't think they were going to do it as quickly as they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag is right. So how about this? First one I get is from Terry, who says, Kate, did you finally see the new Avengers movie? And I had to go to Terry first because of all the things happening. There's lots of political things and a lot of other things that people are talking about. But I went to this because, you know what, my nephew Owen is in town. In fact, you're going to hear him next hour. We had a conversation about the city of Portland. He's fascinated by Portland and had a chance to go there for spring break, and he tells us a little bit about Portland, as we have a great affiliate in Portland, KPAM, and we're dying to do road shows, and one of the places we want to go is Portland. Anyway, we saw the movie Avengers Infinity War, and I just want to say this because I can't spoil the ending for anyone. Wow. 2 hours, 29 minutes. The ending was so shocking to me. I did not cry. However, there was a little boy who was a couple of seats down from me, and he's crying. His parents were trying to calm him down, and then he was full-on sobbing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this movie made this. This kid is so identifying with these characters. He is, no kidding, he is sobbing. Sobbing. Oh. Wow. So now they're saying it's earned, you know, $1.904 billion worldwide. They think it could possibly top $2 billion. So how about that? So I don't want to give anything away. I'm not going to, because if you're taking somebody there or you're going or whatever, I'm not going to do that for you. And needless to say, you know, you have all the characters in this, or a lot of them anyway. Iron Man, the Hulk, Captain America, Black Panther, etc. So I won't dive any deeper than that. All right, let's get to this one. This one is from Mel, who says, Ms. Delaney, I thought of you this morning when the Roseanne Barr controversy happened, and I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, a conservative, a Neanderthal, whatever anybody wants to label themselves. I don't think very many people could stick up for Roseanne Barr. What a stupid, idiotic, moronic thing for her to say. And racist, whatever she is, just really, really stupid to tweet something like that that has no place in the ABC network. They don't have a place for someone like that at the table, but costly for all the people around her. Yeah, and that was my point, Mel. That's exactly what I said. You know, so by tweeting that out, it crashed everybody else who jumped on the bandwagon to go back and do Roseanne again. And it was... her ratings were crazy. I mean, the first night she came back, I want to say there were 18 million people, which is a unbelievable 18 million people. Unbelievable. All right, so let's move to another one. This one is from Alan, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but I know a lot of people venture in that way. Perhaps I'll call you sometime. I really do enjoy it. I have to say, you're a breath of fresh air. I didn't write this email, though, to kiss up to you. I wondered what your thoughts were about the Missouri governor leaving after all this craziness that's happened with him. Yeah, you know what? He was charged with invasion of privacy felony like a couple of months ago, but that was dropped. And then there was a second felony charge of computer tampering that's pending. And, you know, it's really strange. Eric Greitens, his name is, and he had this strange kind of, I don't know, chaotic legacy that he leaves in his wake. His first public office, and now he has the chance of criminally being prosecuted for, you know, what he didn't. When he ran, people thought he was really somebody who was going to make a difference. He was a political outsider. He said he was going to clean up corruption, prevent tax hikes, enact a ban on mandatory union deals, all this kind of stuff. But then, back in January, he admitted he had an extramarital affair, denied claims that he blackmailed his mistress by photographing her in a compromising position, and then threatening to put the image out there. And, you know, so there had been this back and forth with that. Then he was accused of lying to the Ethics Commission about how his campaign got donor information. So his resignation is effective June 1st. And wow, wow, wow. When the pressure was on, the heat was turned up, of course. He's going to resign or he's going to get bounced. That was clear. There's no question about that. Okay, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Mac Attack. We've heard from Mac Attack quite a few times. Kate, I was looking at some of the video from Ellicott City, Maryland, and I think you were just up in Maryland. I wondered what you thought of that flash flood. Was terrible. This was a city that is kind of not an anomaly, but kind of an interesting little slice of a historic area. And boy, I saw mud covering cars. I saw all this water rushing down the streets. Very crazy to see it. Yeah, you know. It was the second one-in-a-thousand-year rain kind of event, they say. Went down Main Street in the city over the weekend, pushed water as high as the second floor in some buildings. Lasted just a couple of hours, but the videos from it are just creepy, scary. I mean, seriously, it just, this wall of brown water that swept through downtown, picked up cars like it was nothing, and the amount of rain that they got, that's exactly what happened. I liked the comment from a guy who's 77, and he's just sitting on his porch, and of course, there's people trying to sum up what was going on there, and he said it as at least 2 feet of water was rushing past him. He said, you just got to pray. He said, you just got to pray. And it was so fast. That's what it was. In 3 hours, it just sent it to these new heights, 27 feet, 3 inches, the river there. And, you know, that's what a flash flood does. And for the people there, they said it was like living on a river. There was one picture they had where it was right outside someone's house. All these cars were mangled in a little area right by their house where the water would normally run through. And the flood damage was, you know, crazy. 9.5 inches of rain. 9.5. So while you were hanging out, hopefully enjoying your Memorial Day weekend, these poor people were grappling with a horrific, horrific situation. Seeing the cars was so crazy. The cars and the mud. Cars wrapped around telephone poles. Wild to see that. I mean, just awful. All right, how about this one? This one is from Patrick. And Patrick says, Kate, good for Starbucks that they did what they did. Howard Schultz is no dummy. He knew Philadelphia, and what happened in that store was a huge mistake that'd be tough to get around. So doing the training, the racial bias training, was a very smart thing, that, you know, anti-bias training. And I bet customers were okay with that. Oh, I think customers were okay with that. Yeah, I agree. Because what are they going to do? We demand that you open these doors. No, you must open these doors. And, you know, they just have to come out a different time and get their lattes for, you know, whatever. But it made sense to do that. That was a smart, swift way to handle that. I can't disagree. Because it was a real blight on the company by the two guys getting arrested for doing nothing. It was very, very, very crazy. All right, how about this one from Frank? Frank says, Kate, I don't know if you have an Alexa or not, but I do, and I have sort of a love-hate relationship with it. I think it's great in one way, asking questions, asking to order things, that kind of stuff. But another way, I think it's kind of annoying. We go from the phone book to our flip phones to our iPhones to voice activation. Well, you know what? Artificial intelligence in some form is here to stay. I think the sooner you embrace some of it, the better. However, I know there's been some odd things that have happened to people. I'll tell you what I like. If you have one of those Echo Dots, you have one of the dots, there's a question of the day. So you just ask Alexa the question of the day. It's kind of fun. Coming up next, we're doing that man cave thing. We're going to invade the man cave here on ATN.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was a another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
So let's head to the man cave. Boy, there's a lot going on in the world of sports. There's no question about that, including the fact that in the NHL, yes, the puck and the stick, we have two games that now are accounted for. Do you believe it? Yep, two in the books. And what happened in the two games in the books? Well, the first game, the Golden Knights knocked off the Capitals 6-4. And this is the Golden Knights expansion team, I should say. One game in the book is Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley is somewhere shaking his head. The second game is on Wednesday. Puck drops at 8 o'clock as the Capitals try to come back and take one from the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. I think the Golden Knights are a team that has fate on their side. And Marc-Andre Fleury, who is the goaltender, who was bounced from the Penguins, swept out of the way after three Stanley Cup wins, and now is a big centerpiece for this Knights team. You know, he has had these shutouts in the playoffs. He's got such a minuscule goals against average. He's like a wall. It doesn't matter who's coming at him, making adjustments, doing whatever he has to do. So the first game is over, and the Knights have it in their back pocket. We'll see what happens on Wednesday night, game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Washington Capitals haven't been here in a very long time, and their fans would be mightily disappointed if something doesn't shake loose and they don't end up winning a game in Las Vegas. All right, the stage is set for this. Game one, NBA Finals. Guess who it is? Part four, Cavaliers and Warriors. That's who it is. LeBron James, the king, comes through once again and has an unbelievable game. On Sunday, the Cavaliers beat the Celts 87-79. LeBron James with 35 points, 15 boards, and 9 assists in that victory. And they sail on yet to live another day. Yeah, this guy's unbelievable. Eight straight finals for LeBron James. Really? Yep, he is the king. Sometimes we forget that. You know when you get used to a good thing? Oh, there's LeBron again. Ah, it's LeBron again. I'm not used to a good thing, but I think sometimes that's what happens. So good for LeBron James. And now, like I said, because the Warriors knocked off the Rockets in their Game 7, 101-92, and who was the hero there? Steph Curry, 27 points, 9 boards, 10 assists, and he was a playmaker, so it sets up the first game of the NBA Finals between the familiar foes. Who wins it this time around? Last time it was the Warriors. It was very, very big for Kevin Durant because he finally wins a title after all those years with Oklahoma City. Now you get to get by the Cavaliers, but it starts at Oracle in Oakland. Oh, by the way, did you hear there is this new policy that you have to stand for the national anthem in the NFL when the NFL games are going on? Of course you've heard it. Carolina Panther wide receiver Torrey Smith said the NFL dropped the ball with its new rule that requires the players to either stand yes or stay in the locker room. He says it's going to lead to more problems and protests. I agree. And he said that the rule adopted last week at the NFL owners' meetings in Atlanta makes the initial protest by former 49ers teammate Colin Kaepernick seem like it was in vain. It's a reactive policy. That's the problem, right? And he, as Torrey Smith said, appropriate respect for the flag and anthem implies that guys were being disrespectful toward it, which is just an opinion. Most people who believe that ignore the responses from the players and, more importantly, why men choose to protest. So I think there are going to be more problems. I think that's what's going to happen. So in the locker room, waiting to come out, or protesting on the field in some other way, which is what could happen. But there's a lot of flap over the national anthem, and it's not surprising. After 2 years of dealing with it, it's a long time coming, but the policy stinks because it's too much gray area. If the player doesn't do this, then we'll fine the team, and then the team will decide what they do with their punishment at the player. And it's so murky as to what that is, I think. Not the obvious, but there are other things that will happen. It's not obvious, and then what's going to happen there? I think for sure that gray, in this case, could lead to a lot of disgruntled players. But what do they do? What happens as a result of that? I don't have a crystal ball that can read the tea leaves into the future. I can't do that. I wish I could, right? I wish I could. A couple of the quick things. How about this? Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani making his start on the mound for the Los Angeles Angels on Wednesday night against Detroit. Mike Sosa, the Angels manager, made that announcement on Tuesday. The two-way rookie from Japan hasn't pitched since May 20th. He was on track to start at Yankee Stadium, but the Angels changed that plan as part of his workload management. He's 23, 4-1 with an ERA of 3.35. He's hitting .291, 6 homers, and 20 RBI. He says he's trying to stay healthy. And so far, knock on wood, he's doing that. Fun, fun player to watch. A really fun player to watch. How about Derek Rodriguez? Derek Rodriguez, the son of Hall of Fame catcher Pudge Rodriguez, making his Major League debut. The 25-year-old had his contract picked up from AAA Sacramento. There, 4-1, his ERA 3.40. He was drafted in the sixth round of the 2011 draft by Minnesota as an outfielder. He made a transition to pitcher a couple of years ago. So, how interesting is that when you think of his father, the pressure of his father playing and playing so well, and how interesting his father. I covered his father. His father was a catcher, and now you see the son doing the pitching role, jumping into that, jumping into that role. So, the Rockies, however. He was shaky in his debut. The Rockies and the Giants, it went like this. Colorado really racked up a few on Rodriguez. 11-4, the final score. 11-4, the final score. So not a great night, needless to say. 3.5 innings pitched. He gave up 4 runs off 5 hits. Did have 4 strikeouts in that one. Didn't take the loss. I guess that's the good thing. But never good when you're in just a couple of innings and you can't seem to stop it. And let me tell you, Derek Rodriguez looks so much like his father. It's ridiculous. I mean, like, he's like a walking twin of him. It's after covering his father and then seeing the son, I'm like, wow, can't believe it. Can't believe the resemblance. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I guess, is the way to say that. All right, a couple of other quick ones for you, including this. How about the fact that J.J. Watt, all-around good guy, from the Texans in Houston, not only is the 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, 4-time First Team All-Pro, 2017 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, now he was presented with an honorary doctorate degree from Baylor College of Medicine as he addressed the School of Medicine graduates during a commencement ceremony on Tuesday night in Houston. Congrats to J.J. Watt. And congratulations to all of you for spending some time with us. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.